the A-Train Sports Talk podcast, the number one podcast throughout the state of Kansas without any data to back that up. Bringing you the latest in all sports news from KCAC to AAC to the NBA to the NFL to the NCAA. You get all of that right here on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast with your host and conductor, Anthony Smith. Buckle up and enjoy the ride. Welcome into the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. That's right. It is the number one podcast in the state of Kansas without any data to back that statement up. Why do I say that? Because my old saying is this. If you're listening to it, at that point, it's number one. It's the number one thing that you're doing. So that's what makes it number one. If we converse about it, that makes it number one. If you support me, it's definitely number one. So what am I going to talk about today? I mean, I know you heard my intro, but what am I going to talk about? Let me just go ahead and set the table. Not run the table, but let me set the table. Some area high school kids signed their national letter of intent to pursue their dream of playing college athletics at the next level. But one of them, which has really garnered up a lot of attention, it's even been said he's a top 200 at his position in high school, one of the top players in the state of Kansas. And we knew it when he made his commitment. And when he made his commitment was as good as a national letter of intent, but yesterday sealed the deal when he signed on the dotted line. Talking about Wichita Heights star TJ Williams, made it official when he signed his national letter of intent. So I want to start out by looking at that first, because Heights star TJ Williams signs his NLI with Wichita State. One of the pieces of Wichita State University men's basketball's 2024 class put pen to paper on Wednesday. TJ Williams, a three-star combo guard from Wichita Heights High School, signed his national letter of intent to play for the Shockers. Williams' recruitment featured some heavy hitters, including Iowa, Missouri, which coupled with Wichita State, rounded out his top three, Tennessee, Texas A&M, and others. The local athlete said after his signing, he's excited to stay home. It's real special for me, just like the shirts say. I got my city behind me, so it's going to be very great seeing my family there at every game. Them not having to travel across the world, Williams said. Miss work two or three weeks because games are stacking up out of town. Everything is just right down the street. Here's how Eric Bosey, National Basketball Director for 24/7 Sports, described Williams' game. One of the most explosive wing players in the class of 2024. Williams is the best when he's playing in attack mode and attacking the rim. He isn't a flashy ball handler, but gets where he needs to go off the dribble, and is also a clever passer and playmaker who does a good job of reading ball screens. His jump shot is hot and cold, so as he gets more consistent there, he can really free up space to attack even more off the dribble. With his length and lateral quickness, he has the tools to be an excellent defender. So there you hear the story of T.J. Williams signing his national letter of intent. However, there is actually some more to this story. At if you were really listening in as I was reading that, the telling factor, and you notice he mentioned family. Well, there is another article to go along with that one. It goes without showing how important family really is. This here article, credit goes to Taylor Eldridge. Family is behind you. Why Heights basketball star T.J. Williams signed to Wichita State. With more than 100 family members and friends in attendance, Wichita Heights basketball star T.J. Williams made his commitment to Wichita State men's basketball program official on Wednesday. Family was the overarching theme for the celebration of one of Wichita's best basketball players from his relatives, who were proudly wearing WSU theme shirts with "I got my city behind right behind me" written on the front, to his high school basketball teammates, to Shocker fans already there to support. When deciding between WSU, Missouri, Iowa, and Iowa, Williams kept coming back to family, and the display of support on Wednesday only furthered his belief that he made the right choice in deciding to play for his hometown Shockers. "Family means everything to me," Williams said after signing his letter of intent. "Look around. I have family who took off work to come here. I have family who came out of town for this just to show their support. That's what we do. Our family rolls pretty tight, and they're going to roll with me to WSU." No one in the gymnasium was more proud than Tim Williams Sr., who gave TJ his namesake and watched him grow into a state champion and Division I bound basketball player. Says, "I knew he was special as soon as he picked up a basketball," Tim Sr. said. "Everybody kept saying he's different when he was a kid, so protect him. Do all that you can. The first day he told me he wanted to play basketball, I said, 'Are you sure?' He said, 'Yes, sir.'" You hear that part right there? "Yes, sir." Yeah, I just want to put some emphasis on that part right there. "And I told him, 'I'm going to put everything I got behind you.' And now, here we are today. It's all paying off. Aunts, uncles, grandparents, cousins, you name it, they were there for Williams' family on Wednesday. There were people who were there for TJ long before he became a basketball player. They used to drive him to basketball practice or tournaments when his parents couldn't, and stay over for a night during the summer. Whenever TJ and his family needed them, they were there. That's why family played such a large part in his decision to take his game 4 miles down the road on Hillside. When in doubt, you got your family," TJ said. "When you're at your low, you got family behind you. When you're at your high, family is behind you. I think everybody here, I've spent the night at their house, and they spent the night at mine. I love my family, man, and they showed out today." His father believes that hometown support will only help him during his college career with the Shockers. "Some kids go out of state, across the country, and they look up in the stands, and they don't have that support," Tim Sr. said. "Staying home where you got your family behind you, that does something. That means a little more. That makes you go a little bit harder because he's playing for something bigger, and that's to make all of us proud. Having such a large and supportive family also has its other benefits. We're going to keep him in line," Tim Sr. said, laughing. "One hair gets crossed, we're going to get him back in line. Turning in a black and red uniform for a black and yellow uniform has gone pretty well in the past with Antoine Carr, Aubrey Sherrod, Evan Wessel." Let me just also throw in his name, Henry Carr. Think about it. He had a pretty good career at WSU once things got turned around, so we don't want to leave him out either. "Forming quite the formidable Heights to WSU pipeline. But Williams' business, he feels like he has to attend in his senior season with the Falcons before he turns his attention to college. After winning the Class 6A state championship as a sophomore in 2021, TJ and the Falcons lost in the state final this past season. With the 6'4" guard, who is considered a top 200 prospect in the Class of 2024 recruiting rankings, entering his senior year, Heights will be a contender to add another trophy to Williams' collection. TJ is the Pied Piper in our gym because people just like to be where TJ is, Heights coach Joe Auer said. All of his teammates are here today because he is nothing but positive energy. I'm glad Evan is here today because TJ and Evan are probably the two greatest leaders that I've had here in terms of influence over others on a daily basis. Wichita State is getting a special player and an even better kid. Tim Sr. has been attending WSU games at Coke Arena for years. He still couldn't comprehend what it would be like to watch his son run through the tunnel in a Shocker uniform and hear his name in the roundhouse. But when that moment comes, the Williams family might take up an entire section at Coke Arena. I honestly have no idea how I'm going to react, Tim Sr. said. I'm probably going to be speechless. I know it's going to be a surreal moment when that day comes. I'll probably sit up there and they might see me cry for the first time. But after that, I'm into the game. So once again, Wichita State, y'all got y'all a good all-around, not just player, but an all-around person who comes from a good family background. I can actually say that personally because I know the family personally. From the dad to the grandparents, Wichita State, I'm going to go ahead and go on record and say you couldn't have asked for a better quality person based on the family background. So not only are you getting a good, and let me just go ahead and throw this name out, Isaac Brown. He said when they were recruiting players, they were looking for high character. You can't get no more high character than TJ Williams. I will vouch for that, and I will take that to the bank. Well, what I am going to do right here, I am going to pause and take a break. I got a whole lot to unpack, but this is going to be a good show. I promise you. I just had to start off with that one right there because that's local. It's making a lot of news here locally, probably across the region, probably across the basketball land, because there were some other schools that were looking for him, and now they're like, how did Wichita State pull that off? Doesn't matter. They did. So, once again, congratulations, TJ Williams, future Shocker. Good luck this year in your senior season. Bring that hardware back to Hollywood Heights. When I come back, I'm going to have some more as we look at some more young people that have decided to sign their national letters of intent to take their talents on to the next level right here on the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast.
Chip, crack, or completely broken, does your vehicle need the Glass Man?
Hey, Glass Man.
Whether it's from recent hailstorms, a rock from the road, vandalism, whatever has you looking through a chip or crack, call the Glass Man.
Hey, Glass Man.
The Glass Man will fix your vehicle's glass the right way with certified technicians that'll make sure your replacement glass is calibrated with all its original safety features.
Hey, Glass Man.
Bring your vehicle to the Glass Man just west of West Street on Central, or get it fixed by their mobile unit, 316-669-GLASS, or at heyglassman.com.
Mr. Max Market, formerly known as P&P Seed and Bait, is fully stocked for all your pet needs. We carry Victor, Bully Max, Diamond Value Pack, and many more brands. In addition, we carry collars, chains, and any pet supplies you may need, including grooming supplies and dog shots. Make sure to like us on social media.
You're listening to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Buckle up and enjoy the ride.
welcome back to the segment of the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. Yep, this train is built up ahead of steam, and today I am giving the high school seniors a lot of love. Started off with TJ Williams. I believe he's going to be the crown jewel of that recruiting class. And yes, there is another recruit that they got in as well, too. But right now, it's all about TJ signing that national letter of intent with Wichita State. I believe the future is bright. You know, some people had the program dead, but I believe the program has just been resurrected. And like I said in my first segment there, you know, regardless of how things went down with the last regime, which was Isaac Brown, and what we have now with Paul Mills, you got to give the man a chance. I know that doesn't set well, but hey, I'm just keeping it real. At the end of the day, you are cheering for black and yellow. You are cheering for those student athletes that need your support. I'm just keeping it real, okay? I mean, let bygones be bygones. I mean, there are still some people bringing up Greg Marshall. Now, how long has it been since? But this is about the fourth year that Greg Marshall has not been around. And some people are saying, well, they shouldn't have got. It's over. Get over it. I know it may sound like I'm ranting, but let me just get this out. Get over it. Stop living in the past. We had a good run with Greg Marshall. Some things happened. We no longer have Greg Marshall. We had Isaac Brown, who I think the bar was set high after his first year. Teams knew us. They knew what to expect from us. The second year didn't go as well as the first year. He had 3 years. They let him go. The thing, you know, is he's getting bought out. He's getting paid. So whether he goes and coaches elsewhere or not, Wichita State is still in debt to him. Him not in debt to Wichita State. That's how you want it. That, to me personally, that's how you look at it. Right now, we're living in the right now, so we applaud Coach Paul Mills for helping keep homegrown talent home. So now, I told you in that last segment, we were going to take a look at where some of the... Actually, it's another Taylor Eldridge article. I'm going to have to get him back on here so we can talk about some of this. I've had him on my other podcast, but now I'm going to have to get him strapped in the seat of a locomotive, see if he can really trust me going down the tracks in a train. But anyway, this article is find out where nearly 20 Wichita high school athletes signed to play Division I college sports. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, we probably won't go through all 20. And if we do, well, we do. But I'm just letting you know, we may go through the whole list and we may not. I may give you part of the list today and come back tomorrow. Well, come back Saturday and give you the remainder of the list. Anyway, for most high school athletes, Wednesday marked the first day they could sign a national letter of intent to play for a college that was decided long ago. Andover Central senior Bryce Barkdull, one of the nation's top poll voters, decided to add some extra flair to his announcement on Wednesday morning. In deciding between Texas Tech and Kansas, Barkdull was asked to reveal his decision and unbutton his letter jacket to reveal a Texas Tech shirt. The crowd began to cheer, but was thrown for a loop when Barkdull quickly removed the shirt to reveal another one underneath with a Jayhawk on it to confirm his commitment to KU. So, let's run this back, because it said the first time he revealed a Texas Tech shirt and the crowd began to start cheering. But they were thrown for a loop. when Barkdale quickly removed the shirt to reveal another one underneath with the Jayhawk on it to confirm his commitment. And I'm pretty sure he got this reaction right here. He went on to say, "I just wanted to have a little fun with it," Barkdale said. "I kept messing with my friends, telling them, I don't know where I'm going. I'm not sure, but I knew all along, and so did my parents. They were fine with me having a little fun with it." While the shirt switcheroo may have been a surprise, Barkdale ending up at KU should not. His older brother Ashton is a standout pole vaulter for the Jayhawks and qualified for the NCAA West preliminaries this past spring as a true freshman. Ashton paved the way, but Bryce is shattering all of the records that he left at Andover Central. Bryce broke the state record as a junior in the pole vault with a career best mark of 17 feet 6 and a quarter inches and broke his brother's state meet record to win the Class 5A state title in the pole vault. Another pull was KU pole vault coach Tim Hayes, who coached Barkdale's father, Ryan, to an All-American career at Wichita State. "It's definitely going to be a lot of fun competing with my brother, with him and against him every day in practice," Bryce Barkdale said. "And then to be able to be coached by Tom Hayes, he's such an amazing coach. It really was an offer that I couldn't turn down. KU had all the boxes checked." Now we move on to Mays South soccer player Victor Guaramel signs with Clemson. Days after finishing his high school career with a second straight state championship, Mays South senior Victor Guaramel signed to continue his soccer career at the Division I level with Clemson. Guaramel scored a goal in the Mavericks 2-1 victory over Blue Valley Southwest this past Saturday and finished his career as the all-time leader in goals scored in Kansas history. He also broke the Kansas single-season goals record. Clemson is currently ranked number 14th in the country. Trinity runner Clay Shively signs with Northern Arizona. And now I see this name, Clay Shively. I'm going to have to do some research because I'm wondering if there may be some relation with a young man I went to school with by the name of Clayton Shively. But I'll do that research a little bit later. But it's no surprise one of the best runners in Kansas history is headed to one of the best collegiate running programs in the country. Trinity Academy senior Clay Shively signed his national letter of intent to Northern Arizona, where he will run cross country and track and field for a program that has won 6 of the last 7 NCAA Division I team championships. Shively recently won his second straight individual cross-country state title while also leading the Knights to their third straight Class 3A team championship. Most notably, Shively broke Jim Ryan's 58-year-old state indoor mile record and holds the state fastest 5,000-meter time for a high school runner. His career best mile time of 4 minutes 1.4 seconds is the fastest recorded for a high school runner in the United States. Mays South soccer player Kendall Ewerts signs with Arkansas. Mays South senior forward Kendall Ewerts signed her letter of intent to play Division I women's soccer at Arkansas. She shattered the Mays South scoring record last season with her 46 goals and was voted as a first team All-State player in Class 5A. Her senior season is slated for the spring. Arkansas is currently ranked number 10 in the country and earned a number 2 seed in the NCAA tournament. Mays South volleyball player Camden Stuckey signs with Tennessee. After leading Mays South volleyball, number one, I bet you Wichita State is saying, "Darn it, we let one get away." But But anyway, after leading Mays South volleyball to a third place finish at the state tournament, program's best finish ever, senior setter Camden Stuckey inked her letter of intent to play at Tennessee. The 6'3" setter finished her season, senior season, with 935 assists, 10.1 per set, and 173 kills on a .435 hitting percentage. Tennessee is currently ranked number 11 in the country this season. Capen golfer Asher Whitaker signs with Oklahoma. The youngest golfer to ever win the Kansas Amateur Championship is set to join Oklahoma for the 2024-25 season. After Cape and Mount Carmel senior Asher Whitaker inked his letter of intent on Wednesday, Whitaker won the 2022 Kansas Am at age of 17 and helped the Crusaders to win two team state championships so far in his career. He will compete in his senior golf season at Capen during the spring. Goddard Eisenhower soccer player Bella Smith signs with Tennessee. Goddard Eisenhower senior Bella Smith signed to play women's soccer in the SEC for Tennessee. Smith had a dominant junior season for the Tigers in her lone full season of high school soccer, as the creative midfielder was one of the top national recruits in the class of 2024. Campus basketball player Andrell Burton signs with Drake. Campus senior Andrell Burton, one of the top class of 2024 recruits in Kansas, signed to play Division I basketball at Drake. Burton is ranked number 221 nationally in the class of 2024, and the 6'7" wing with a 6'10" wingspan ultimately picked the Bulldogs over Indiana State, South Dakota State, and Wyoming in his recruiting. He was a second-team All-State player in Class 6A last season at campus and figures to be one of the top players in the state for his senior season. I see a young lady in a softball uniform that says Iowa State, and I can't help but to think that maybe Wichita State is in. We let one get away. Goddard Eisenhower catcher Carly Ford signs with Iowa State softball. Goddard Eisenhower senior Carly Ford signed with Iowa State softball on Thursday. Ford is one of the top catchers in the state of Kansas and helped lead the Tigers to their first state championship appearance this past season. She was first team All-State in Class 5A and an All-Metro selection this past season. So what I'm going to do right here, I'm going to take a break, and when I come back, I just may as well give you the rest of this list, as I am showing these high school athletes some love and really just propping them up, giving them the just due that they are, that is due to them. They deserve this. This is their day. They the one that worked hard, putting the blood, sweat, and tears to entertain people like you and me on weekly basis. You know, whether it be on the hardwood, whether it be on the gridiron, whether it be on the golf course, or whether it be on the track and field. I mean, they entertain us to get us to come out and watch them, and now they're being rewarded with scholarships to play at the next highest level, which is Division I. So yes, this podcast is going to be solely about these high school seniors that have signed their letters of intent. So in saying that, I want to thank one sponsor in particular locally here, the Glass Man. Whether it's chip, crack, or just plain broken, you need to take your windshield needs to the Glass Man, located at 4411 West Central, right here in Wichita, Kansas, 67212. Tell them that the A-Train sent you. But right now, it's time for me to take that break. When I come back, I'm going to give you, I believe, the rest of this list. So don't you go nowhere. This train is still building up ahead of steam.
Mr. Max Market, formerly known as P&P, is fully stocked for all your grocery needs. We carry the largest selection of hot links in Wichita, including the world-famous Oklahoma links from Mountain View and Rogers, Kansas links from Yoder, Colorado links from Gold Star, as well as national brands such as Siegel and Dietz. Our meat department stocks ribs, pork butts, pork chops, brisket, hams, chicken, hamburger meat, oxtails, buffalo fish, whole catfish and fillets, and much more. In season, we stock hard-to-find produce such as red, yellow, orange, and purple meat, watermelon, cantaloupe, melons, tomatoes, corn, greens, okra, and more. We have a huge selection of fish fry, seasonings, sauces, and rubs, including the full lines of Louisiana and Slap Ya Mama products. In addition, we have all grocery staples including flour, sugar, bread, butter, cheese, snacks, milk, canned goods, candy, snacks, and drinks.
Chip, crack, or completely broken, does your vehicle need the Glass Man?
Hey, Glass Man!
Whether it's from recent hailstorms, a rock from the road, vandalism, whatever has you looking through a chip or crack, call the Glass Man.
Hey, Glass Man!
The Glass Man will fix your vehicle's glass the right way with certified technicians that'll make sure your replacement glass is calibrated with all its original safety features.
Hey, Glass Man!
Bring your vehicle to the Glass Man just west of West Street on Central, or get it fixed by their mobile unit, 316-669-GLASS, or at heyglassman.com.
This portion of the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast is sponsored by The Glass Man. Chip, crack, or just plain broken. Bring your windshield down to The Glass Man at 4411 West Central.
Welcome back to the A-Train Sports Talk Podcast. It's Thursday. Give you a lot. Give you a lot of good content. And I hope you have supported some of these young high school athletes over the years that have done their best to go into the weight room, spend countless hours in the gym, either before practice or after practice, just to entertain us as fans, parents, uncles, aunties, brothers, sisters, classmates. And now it is all paid off because schools that were after these young people gets their national letters of intent signed and in the mail. First segment, I spoke on TJ Williams coming out of Heights. Just a tradition of players that have come out of Heights and went on to Wichita State. Antoine Carr, Aubrey Sherrod, Evan Wessel, just to name a few. Henry Carr. I mean, you can name some. Now you can say add TJ Williams to that list of players, of great Heights players going on to Wichita State. That's some pretty good company to be in with. I mean, when you think about the status of, especially with Antoine and Aubrey Sherrod, All-American status, and to have your name mentioned in the same breath with those, that right there says a whole lot. So congratulations. Then the next segment, you heard some of the athletes that have signed their letters of intent, and it got to getting so good to me, I decided, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and conclude and finish out this whole list. No use in trying to come back and do it another day. So now we look at out of Andale High School, and we know that program there in Andale is a juggernaut. Wrestler Owen Eck signs with Oklahoma. One of the best wrestlers in the state has signed with the Oklahoma men's wrestling team. As Andale senior, Owen Eck inked his letter of intent on Wednesday. Eck is a three-time individual state champion who is looking to become the 41st four-time state champion in Kansas history this winter. Eck is the defending Class 6A champion at 144 pounds. Next, we have campus runner Brianna Garrett Tillmans signs with Missouri State. Go Bears! Campus senior Brianna Garrett Tillmans has signed with Missouri State to continue her track and field career at the Division I level. Garrett Tillmans has become one of the state's top middle distance runners in her high school career at campus. She finished in sixth place at the Class 6A state track and field meet with a time of, I'm going to say that would be 2:21.72 in the 800 meter race. Goddard Eisenhower golfer Carson Wright signs with Creighton, the Blue Jays. One of the top golfers in the state is headed to the Big East as Goddard Eisenhower senior Carson Wright signed to play Division I men's golf at Creighton. Wright has consistently been near the top in the state in junior events during the summer and helped lead the Tigers to a third place finish in the Class 5A state tournament last spring with a sixth place individual finish. Northwest volleyball player Nina Mitchell to sign with George Mason. Nina Mitchell is a 6'2" middle blocker from Northwest. Plans to sign with George Mason on Thursday to continue her volleyball career at the Division I level. Mitchell was a standout in the City League this season and led the Grizzlies in kills, 262, and blocks, 48, with a .258 hitting percentage. Capen swimmer Frank Alberti signs with Illinois Chicago. Capen Mount Carmel swimmer Frank Alberti signed to continue his career at the Division I level at the University of Illinois Chicago. Alberti has a strong claim as the best backstroke swimmer in the state, as he is the three-time defending Class 5-1A state champion in the event. He also doubled up on individual gold medals at last season's state meet, winning the 200-meter individual medley. Northwest swimmer Brock Wallace to sign with Cleveland State. After becoming a two-time state champion last season, Northwest swimmer Brock Wallace plans to sign with Cleveland State men's swimming team on Thursday. Wallace has been on the podium at the state meet all 3 years of his high school career, but took the final step last season with a pair of individual gold medals in the 200-meter individual medley and the 100-meter backstroke race. Capen basketball player Lizzie Romer signs with Texas Rio Grande Valley. Capen Mount Carmel senior girls basketball player Lizzie Romer has signed to play Division I women's basketball for Texas Rio Grande Valley. The 5'10" forward was an honorable mention All-State player in Class 5A last season for the Crusaders. So there you have the list of those who have signed their national letters of intent to go on and play their respective sports at the next level at NCAA Division I level. And to that, I say they are worthy of applauses right here. Yes, they have deserved that. So hats off to those young men and women who have entertained us over the last 3-4 years, however long they were in school, however long they got to get out on that field. And we were privileged to watch them throughout their careers. Well, that's going to do it for the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. I want to get to so much more, but time won't allow me to. But the time spent today was well worth it. I wouldn't trade it for all the tea in China nor Boston. But until the next time, take care of yourself and each other. And as I always say, keep your tickets because they are reusable on this train. The good thing is they never cost you nothing in the first place. So look forward to being your conductor on the next ride on the A-Train Sports Talk podcast. Until the next time, be blessed.